here with defensive coordinator Morgan Scali. How has the transition to defensive coordinator been for you in your first fall camp?
Not bad. You know, I've been around good guys. I've learned a lot, and hopefully it's being implemented, you know. So I've got good coaches around me, Coach Shaw, Coach Enna, Coach Powell. Makes life easy.
How much have you been able to take away? I mean, you've had Kyle Whittingham, Gary Anderson, Kalani Sitake, John Peace, all have coached you or you've coached with them. How much can you kind of take away from what you've learned from them?
Well, you take something from every single one of them. You know, each coach is different in their approach and their philosophy, some closer than others, but I've been around great ones. So, you know, my whole deal has been just shut up and listen and, you know, learn. And that's, you know, plus I've got a defensive genius as a head coach. So if I ever have questions or something like that, you know, I'll just go to him a couple doors down.
And it looks like the defense had a good day today. We're stopping the run a bit better than Saturday. What can you kind of attribute to that?
Well, you know, we're Saturday was a little bit of, you know, as much base as we can get. You know, we got to be great at our base defense before we try and throw too much in there. Today was a little bit more of a mixture. But, you know, it's also guys getting better. You know, if you're staying the same, if we're getting beat every day in the run, that's not a good thing. We've got a very good offense, very good offensive line. So there's going to be those back and forth battles. But, you know, what we talked about after Saturday's practice is a little bit more consistency in taking care of business in your base defense.
What are you seeing from the new linebackers?
Still learning, still growing. You know, Cody Barton, Sunia, Evan Eggeman, Christian Drews, those guys have been here. They've been in the program. They have a little bit more of an edge in terms of knowledge of the defense than a guy like Kavika. So, but Kavika's coming along. He's learning the defense. It means something to him. It's something new, you know, something new he sees every day that he's got to learn and process. And the thing that he's got to him, he's got length and he's got speed. He's got some instinct. So, it's just, you know, we've got, what, 20-some-odd days until our first game, and that's our job is to get him ready.
How about the new freshman D linemen? It looks like they were making some plays.
Yeah, so, again, with all of our newcomers, it's how quickly can you process. You know, physically, those guys can do it. They weigh what we'd like them to weigh. You know, they're not necessarily as strong as we'd like them to be because they haven't been in the weight room as much as our vets, but they're making progress. They're making progress. Again, sometimes you look at your freshmen, they're coming in, and some of them are wide-eyed. They get distracted by the littlest things. These guys aren't necessarily that way. They've got some vets that are taking care of them, kind of showing them the ropes, and we're seeing some good progress out of those guys.
Thanks, Coach.